Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Hey guys, missed you.
Oh, coming in hot.
We all missed you. So yeah, we're coming at you on this beautiful evening. We're going to drink some wine. We're going to talk about some movie business real quick.
Taylor made me chug two Decadents right before the show.
Okay, Travis is just now blathering.
Such a tattletale.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a few beers before this, but it's, you know, where's the Cinema Vino, man? We drink wine.
Yeah. What now?
Snitches get stitches, and C's get degrees. Probably in that order.
I think D's get degrees, too.
Wait.
What kind of college are you going to, man?
What'd you say, S and D's?
I think D's. Captain D's, please? Guys, this is going to be a good one. Strap yourselves in.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think D's get degrees, but that's a whole nother podcast.
Well, S and D's gets degrees.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, S and D's. Yeah, I didn't catch that till. Yeah.
So
he's smiling at me. In a way, it's so cute.
Reminds me of the Christmas story. The duck at Thanksgiving. He's smiling at me.
What the holy hell's going on here?
Todd, finish your intro. I'm sorry.
Okay, so yeah, I'm here with Taylor, Travis, hey. Or what's left of them anyway.
Hi there.
So we're going to talk about the new footage that came out for Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Did you get to watch it yet?
Yeah, we watched.
The Rise of Skywalker one or The Mandalorian?
Both. Okay. So the Mandalorian on Saturday, then I watched the rest of the stuff on.
Did you and I watch it together? Did I just hand you my phone?
No, Sean did. Oh, our other acquaintance.
Fuck that guy.
For those who are uninitiated, the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is episode 9 in the sequel trilogy. And Mandalorian is a new spinoff about the origin of the...
Boba Fett?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not... Is it? I think it's a completely different dude in the suit.
Oh, is it?
But he's wearing... He's either from the planet Mandalore.
Oh.
And he's also wearing Mandalorian armor, which is basically Boba Fett, I guess, was never from the planet Mandalore. He just... was a bounty hunter that had piecemeal, had a bunch of different armor, some of which was Mandalorian?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like patchwork, basically.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
So what do you guys think about the episode 9 footage? It's a little different than what people were expecting.
Yeah, so they did it at the D23 Expo, which I have no idea what that stands for. Is Disney 23, 23rd year? I don't know what the fuck it is.
It stands for Dick.
Yeah. Dick? Mm-hmm. Disney Dick? Or just Dick Probably. Disney. So this seems like it's going to be the next San Diego Comic-Con. It seems like Disney is buying up real estate and going to start having their own version of Comic-Con and holding some Marvel shit back.
Mm-hmm.
So any and all Marvel and, you know, Disney animation and Star Wars shit will show up sometime, I guess, in August then?
Yeah.
Which is good. Perhaps because San Diego Comic-Con was getting way too loaded.
Yeah, it's like because from back in the day, they were having like sci-fi shows. They were, you know, packing San Diego Comic-Con. Yeah. I mean, I remember Lost was there, like, early on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I think you were just getting jam-packed with everything. Like, almost, wasn't Walking Dead there quite a bit early on? It was like...
Everything's there now.
Yeah,
tons of stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, Battlestar Galactica.
Ring, ding, dong. Ding, 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 gong.
No, that's not legal.
Battlestar Galactica.
That's tough to say. 8 seconds, yeah. Bears beats
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, it is tough.
My wife and I are watching that currently. The reimagining.
Oh, what's 3 seasons, right?
Four.
And then the little movies. Like, what episodes are you on?
Season 2, we're 4 or 5 episodes in, and it's just getting tasty.
She's digging it though, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, she enjoys, for some, it's not her milieu, it's not her wheelhouse.
The thing I love about JoJo, is that shit's not her wheelhouse, but because of her nerd husband Todd, he's exposing himself and his love of cinema to her
in that order.
And that, like, she's a good sounding board for shit that, like, you know, she wouldn't normally watch, but then she gets into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, I think you'd dig Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, I know I would, and I'm terrified to do it. It's like, I don't want to be like Portlandia, where it's just you freak out like, what the hell? There's no ending. No, mm-hmm. I know I would. Travis, everything you've ever recommended to me, I fear beyond belief because I know I'm going to get into it. Mm. And I just can't do it.
I ain't got that kind of time.
What is this in Portlandia? It's like my eyes are salty. I haven't blinked in a while.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to do that.
How many episodes do you guys knock out at a time? Or do you just do like one a day?
It's usually one a day. It's okay. End of the night after we're done, with everything for the day. It's like, mm-hmm. we'll watch that and then, hit a sitcom and crash.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a ritual.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Next rainy day off, we may binge a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go hog wild. But
so, Rise of Skywalker, we get, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen them, we're going to talk about them, yes? Or are we just talking around them?
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay, the coolest thing I saw was, dark, evil Rey, and that easily can be like a Force vision of the future or a dream, an alternate. Like, I fucking hate it when they do that in trailers, and I think I've mentioned it on some podcast before. Where they show you some crazy shit, you're like,
and that's the fuck, one cool thing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're like, oh,
and that's it.
So,
yeah.
Honest, after the last movie, I have very low expectations.
Yeah. That can be a good thing, though.
And I think this has been a previous podcast, and like, because maybe I love all the Star Wars films, I've loved them all. I don't get into it, I don't follow everything, but as just a movie goer, I liked the last one. Like, I liked it. Granted, I get why people were complaining about it, but mm-hmm. I kind of liked it. So I'm, like, super pumped.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe just from the visual and, like, maybe it doesn't follow the Star Wars, I guess, theme, mm-hmm. maybe. It's like,
basically, people were pissed that Luke wasn't more Luke. It's not always a bad thing that the audience doesn't get exactly what they want, but sorry, finish your thought.
No, but I was like, I think I'm more excited for this one than anything. It's like, I know we've all seen them all three together. Like the most recent ones, like we've gone like the first night pretty much. And mm-hmm. it's like, I'm kind of excited for this one. And, if anything, regardless, I mean, you're going to have negative thoughts on like, I would have done it this way.
Yeah.
Obviously Game of Thrones, where, the most recent, like everyone's like, this is bullshit. But with a movie franchise, it's like, I mean, I think I might have brought this up in a podcast. Like, I mean, dare I say, it's like, with the amount of money Disney has, we're not done with Star Wars.
Lord, no.
It's like, so just because they're doing this, like, episode 9, it's like, that didn't mean shit, right?
Oh, they've already talked about doing another trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is
Ryan, Ryan Johnson that did the, or Rian Johnson that did this, Ryan directed Johnson, this second one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's already talking, they're going to start in 2020 or 2021.
And they've got the Benioff and Weiss as the writing team.
Oh, the Game of Thrones guys. Yeah, that's right.
Well, rest in peace.
Yeah, some people were like,
like, rest in peace. It was like, okay, so I didn't know that, but at the same time, it's like, this is, it's a movie, but at the same time, they're like, hey, oh, you didn't like this one? Well, how about episode 9.5 and a half? And it was just like, here we go, try this one. Yeah. It's like, so I'm excited for it, but I do understand this. Like, what was built from like 4, 5, and 6? And, let's forget the first ones, but it's like, it was just a massive anticipation, which I think kind of went back to Game of Thrones, of like season 8. But I don't know. I'm excited for it.
They definitely haven't announced Solo 2.
Yeah.
Like a second one in there.
Which I didn't mind Solo 2. I enjoyed it.
Solo 2?
No. Well, Star Wars story. Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't do it for me like Rogue One did.
No. It was fun. I mean, it was like, I told people, it was like, as long as you have low expectations, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Don't go in there expecting Empire Strikes Back and you won't be disappointed.
Honestly, I hope like that Rogue One had that honest trailers on YouTube made where like K2SO had like downloaded his brainwaves into the other unit that was the same as him and just like showed up last minute to grab the last two people and then get off world. I really hope that somehow they bring those characters back. Like Rogue One, 2, I would watch.
Rogue 12.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
So The Mandalorian, what do you think of that? That's going to be the Netflix show.
That looked pretty bad.
November 12th is right when it comes out. Yeah. Jon Favreau directed it.
Mm-hmm. I
don't know how many episodes it's going to be. I'm kind of
burnt out on Favy.
Fav?
I don't know. I'm going to many, I mean, like, of course it looks badass, but it was like, man, like, how many films, like, this is going to sound bad. Is he just milking off of all the Marvel Universe?
He's milking off Swingers. Is what
well,
he
wait, did shit. He do, he did one of, like, the Mowgli or Jungle Books or something.
Which was
he
okay.
He didn't yeah. do the Lion King.
He did Lion King.
Yeah, he did Lion oh, King. He did Lion King. He did Jungle Book, Lion King, and now it's like.
So
it's
his like, Jungle Book was, like, training to do Lion King.
Yeah. But he also Lion did King like some chef movie, oh, which yeah. I was like, rest in peace. It was which, like, go yeah. away. I
got
like,
good reviews. It was interesting.
It was an interesting yeah. flick, but it had no plot.
No.
They finished the plot 40 minutes in, and then they were just like, you know what? Let's do another 30 or 40 minutes of just hanging out on a bus, like listening to sweet tunes.
So basically, it's like me on yeah. the football practice.
Yeah.
No. But it's like, I feel like, if anything, he's just kind of like milking off of the whole thing. Like, hey, remember, like, I've been kind of in this whole Marvel Universe thing. Can I direct films now mm-hmm. for you guys? It's like, yeah, sure, fuck it. I mean, you're part of Disney. Screw it. Who cares?
Although Mandalorian does look pretty good.
It
so
did.
I'll see.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, the trailer did look badass.
It looks strong.
They didn't show the dude with his helmet off, though. I mean, I know they probably will. They're not going to, you know, the star is not going to be helmed the whole time. Mm.
I'm kind of hoping for Firefly kind of Serenity thing out of it, you know.
Oh yeah,
kind of that cool. vibe, you know, more Western.
The fringes of the Empire and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember when's it supposed to take place.
I think it's like prior, in between 2 and 3, isn't it?
Really? Oh, it's after
or in between 3 and 4. I'm sorry, episode 3.
Okay,
and 4.
All right. After so, Revenge.
So why is it on Netflix, of all the things?
Oh, not Netflix. Oh. Sorry, it's on Disney Plus.
Okay, you said
my
okay,
bad. I said Netflix, yeah. Fuck my jeans, Charlie Styles.
That's okay. FMJ.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back, and we're going to draw a movie that we are going to screen next week and discuss. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be alive.
Yeah, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah.
And so we'll be right back after this word from General Mills.
After these messages,
we'll be right back. Welcome back to Cinevino. We are going to talk about the wine that we're drinking. It's rosé.
Yeah.
It's called Sin Nudes.
Yeah.
And yeah, you heard me right. It's a nice little lean rosé.
Yeah.
Dry. A little bit fruity, but mostly refreshing, crisp. You know, easy on the acidity.
There's a number you can text for good counseling. Or relief of anything going on in your life, on the bottle, no mm-hmm. less.
If you want a drunk dial, yeah.
Yeah.
His number's on the label.
Yeah.
So
and apparently it's his actual number.
It is, yeah. It's a number number you can either, yes, Travis?
I'm going to pause this real quick.
Okay.
Todd, you made a massive mistake on our last podcast, and your wife will not let you live unless you correct yourself.
Well, apparently, yeah, I said something about Ed List. It was John List, was a serial killer, not Ed List.
Ed Helms?
Maybe.
Oh. Wait, what?
Ed Helms might have been the other serial killer. but it was John List apparently killed his family and did it because he was instructed by God to do so.
Amen.
So, which would hold up in court.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm. Dude, church is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work is hard.
Work is hard. And... What's our other vino?
We're drinking Cordave, the Rook, some Merlot.
Oh,
I'm actually going to do that for my ebook.
Ebook the Rook?
Well, I'm going to do a wine and movie pairings. I'm going to do that with a particular movie. I'll save that for those of you who want to buy the book.
I like the Rook. I like these dark reds.
Yeah.
I like to stay in this room. I mean, rosé, lovely, light, and summery.
Rosé all day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what the kids say.
And it ain't like, Labor Day yet.
I mean, I will drink the shit out of some white, but I prefer a red.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of racist, but yeah, no. I feel you.
Oh,
yeah.
I, you know what?
No, it's all right. No,
it's 2019. I can say it. I hate whites.
We've covered
I prefer
that
reds.
Mm-hmm. Travis does see color.
I absolutely do.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, and you can find, we'll post a picture of that on my site, moviereviews.us. And also, you can follow us on Instagram, yes. Cinema Vino Podcast. Tay does Vino.
Yes,
also.
Guys, I'm sorry. I slacked last week. I didn't post a whole lot.
Taylor's been drinking quite heavily, and he was in rehab for at least 2 weeks. And then he came out, and we were like, do you want to do another episode of Cinema Vino? He was like, pour me one, bitch.
Mm-hmm. But what's weird is because I was drinking through that rehab. And they were just like, hey, so you want a glass of wine? I'm like, well, shit, yeah, I do. Yeah. This is a great rehab. I mean, like,
you're like,
California is amazing, guys. Yeah. What a great state.
It's a white wine. It doesn't count.
San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was in, San Diego.
Whale's vagina.
Yeah, I was pretty close to Tijuana. And, right on the border. It was great.
Satan's butthole. Can I, before we switch to what we're about to do, I gave Taylor some homework, which is a thing I like here, and we might want to continue. Todd and I had seen Cabin in the Woods by Drew Goddard. I didn't know who did it until Taylor told me with his mouth. Mm-hmm. And then he watched it last week. And I just want you to give us a quick rundown review because I'm tired of talking.
Well, as with everything Travis always says, Travis knows my body and he knows what I like. And he knew I would like that film and go into it. And I did. I loved Cabin in the Woods 2002.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go ahead and say spoilers for Cabin in the Woods right now so that Taylor can talk freely and of his own free will.
Yeah.
Spoilers
for sure. Yeah. Just a mini movie review, and I would love to hear Todd's thoughts on it. It was one of those films. It was what I thought it was going to be, but not. Mm-hmm. When it first started, I really thought it was going to be... So I saw Drew Goddard, and I was like, I was like, and so with a lady friend I was with, I was like, what has he directed? I was like, because I knew the name immediately. He's like, Cloverfield. I'm like, yeah, stop. I was like, I get what's about to happen. I really thought that it was going to be a film about how they make Hollywood movies because they want real drama, real effect, real life. And that made it way more interesting to me. I was like, holy shit.
So you thought it was like a reality show at first?
For real. It's like, because when they were like, hey, like Japan has this going on.
Yeah.
And they were showing the flick of like kind of the ring kind of thing. I was like, oh shit, this is amazing. Like, what a great film.
Actually, that's a damn good idea.
If you
did like a prank show to see how people would actually.
Yeah, that's what my lady friend said. And I'm like, so I'm copywriting that.
And Scoggins.
Yeah, and Miss Scoggins. But so I was like, oh, this is great because like, they're doing real life stuff because they got so mad at Japan. I'm like, oh, I've already called this episode. And she's like, not really. I'm like, okay,
Had seen it before.
Yeah, she already seen it before.
Yeah, because she's cool.
Yeah, well, fair enough. And so I was like, okay. So we ended up getting done. And I was like, okay, that was way better than I thought. Yeah. I could have done without Sigourney Weaver's ending. I was just like, I felt that was just like a little too much. Like, I hate when they explain to you everything at the end. I was just like, I see. But I still loved it. I still loved it. But I would definitely recommend anybody for a comedy horror film, because I think I love those the most, like the comedy horror films.
Yeah.
It's like where you can laugh, but yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Hemsworth on his motorcycle, I was like, get fucked. I was like, stop.
He gorgeous.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do for next week.
You might hear a little crinkle of paper.
Yeah. The
pitter patter.
And we're going to do it live.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it.
Yeah.
What?
Well, we're going to... No.
I need pee breaks.
No, we're going to do the film live.
Yeah. Pull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to pull out live.
So next week, we're going to screen a movie.
God, Taylor.
That's fucked up.
Am I wrong?
We're going to screen a movie that we're going to draw out of this hat right now. Each of us has contributed movies to this pot. We're going to draw one out at random. That's what we will get drunk this following week.
And then immediately do a podcast?
Immediately do a podcast and talk about it, talk about life.
2 hour drink fest before a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what I'm worried about, Todd. So wait, have you already picked a podcast, or you've already picked a film for your own personal blog though, right?
Yeah, Solar Babies.
I don't know what that is, man.
It's going to be rough.
Okay. Yeah, so Travis is not into it. Here's the deal.
Oh, I haven't heard it.
I have thrown a bunch of movies in there.
Did you put four?
I put three, but I'm worried.
Oh, I thought you added.
Nah.
I added one more, so
more four. Yeah, because you're an asshole. But it was like, I threw things in there, and like, I'm worried. Should we do like a tournament event where it's like, hey.
Our runner-up?
Yeah, it's like hey, I'm going to draw three out of here, but I'm going to. Because I just want to see what happens. Because Todd, we had a little you know, prelim before, and Todd drew one of my my movies, and I couldn't stop laughing. but I don't know if that.
I mean, it's one that all three of us have seen, but I think I'd do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
are we ready?
I
really tried to pick some that like maybe you guys hadn't seen before. One of them y'all definitely have.
I'm so nervous.
In the name.
Did you crinkle all of them or just mine? You fuck.
I like this. I like the sound. Like
it, ooh, yeah. Put the mic up there.
It picks it up.
Pick it up in front of the mic.
Guys, this is the biggest jar.
It looks like a giant Moscow mule. It's in a big copper pot.
Chester copper pot.
Chester copper pot.
Oh, that is definitely not mine.
Somebody did an origami goddamn that is swan.
Definitely not mine.
That is kind of small.
That is not mine. That's a JoJo.
Oh, yeah. Todd's wife also put in a couple.
Fright Night, 1985.
Hey.
Taylor has never seen it. I've definitely made Todd watch it once. He may have seen it twice again with his wife. I'm okay if we don't do Fright Night, but I'm super down if we do.
That looks like one of mine.
Mannequin 1 or 2.
Is that you?
No,
that's JoJo. Are these all JoJos?
I'm so down with all these.
This is Travis did Fright Night.
Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You
I did
Fright Night. You origami son of a bitch.
I didn't know. I didn't crinkle that. That was Todd's crinkle. I should have noticed his knuckles. And let's do just one more just for a good threesy.
And then we'll do a draw one.
I know. Oh, one of the three?
I know exactly how to do it.
Well, don't do that one. That's clearly Travis's. He's a trash monster.
No, he crinkled it.
Hold on. It's coming.
God damn, it's Travis's. That's Travis. Todd's laughing hysterically.
13th warrior.
God damn it. I told you Travis is a trash monster.
It's got good weather.
Shit.
Okay.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Okay, here's what we're going to do.
I'm down with any of these.
I'm going to crinkle all three.
Yeah.
None of mine got picked.
Crinkle all three. Throw them at me. Whichever one lands closest to me.
We're going to let Tay decide.
Oh, yeah.
Give me this.
Okay. I feel really bad because I'm down with all these.
Yeah, actually, I am too. I'm kind of bummed about my films, though.
Well, then we'll keep them in there.
Okay. We're going to open them all and see what the other ones are.
And three. We've got a shell game. You pick which one.
Okay.
Should we do?
Yeah. We're going to do it. Yeah. It's like one of those like blackjack things where they.
And I know that you listeners at home who can't see any of this are in deep suspense.
It's okay. Here we go. All right, Travis, I'm sorry. I know you like the big ones, but I'm going this.
Oh, okay.
I can already feel this is 13th Warrior.
Shh.
It's just fate. We're going to watch 13th Warrior.
God damn it. That's fucked up. Sorry.
I'm so sorry, guys. Haven't we all seen this?
Yes. Yeah, we've all seen 13th Warrior.
God, I feel so terrible now. I never thought I'd feel so bad winning.
That is outrageous.
So, next Saturday, we will watch 13th Goddamn Warrior.
Wait, have you never seen Fright Night, though? The original 1985?
Yeah, we do both.
Well,
Travis, then why would you put this in here? Todd,
I couldn't think of any. The other one I put in was Cube.
This could be an edit. Travis, grab one more just for kids. Just, all right, right now we're going to, and I swear to God, if it's one of mine there.
And I can edit this to make it look like this is what we drew.
Yeah.
This is the movie that we will watch.
But man, like, oh, y'all, this is Travis's again. It's all in a small ball. I folded mine probably.
You just crinkled them.
Big Top Pee-wee.
I got that somewhere. Tell you what, gentle listeners, we're going to watch a movie next week. It's going to be one of these. It's going to be weird.
Hold on.
Travis. Remember that night we drew 15 different movies?
Travis is going to draw a movie.
Guys,
hold on.
This is exactly like looking around on Netflix to watch something when there's like more than three people in the room and nobody can fucking agree on a thing.
Travis Budd is drawing a film.
I feel like this is Taylor Owens. Guess what I drew?
Oh, I only wrote three down.
Yeah.
How big's the paper?
No. You get to see nothing.
No. How big? Because I don't know how much I wrote.
Taylor, I don't want you to know that information.
Damn it, Travis, because I don't remember the rest of my story. I think I wrote Ernest Does Something.
No.
Oh, man.
This went better than I hoped because I heard that. No, this one is it's Face Off.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah.
Maybe our criteria is that none of us should have been able to, none of us have seen, not all three of us have seen it.
Okay.
What? Okay, I'm drawing
one. We've all seen Big Top Pee Wee.
Oh, this one seems, this is Travis. Again. This one just says, out cold, in parentheses, Todd. UAHO.
Good call.
That was definitely...
Yeah, Todd has never seen Out Cold. Mm-hmm. And Todd, you is a hoe.
But I've seen Ski School, which is a hell of a goddamn movie.
Damn. Yeah.
So...
Actually, I'm okay with 13th Warrior.
I think we need to do...
It's got good weather.
Mm-hmm. Let's respect our drawing and do 13th Warrior.
No, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm down because I watch it all the goddamn time.
Just grab one more for the kids.
This one's tiny.
Oh, that looks intense.
This is Todd. That's Gordy. That's Gordy. All right, y'all, listen, I'm going to go ahead and take Big Top Pee Wee and Gordy out of the equation because we're 100% doing those one day.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucking fact of life.
Yeah. That's a Men's Warehouse guarantee.
Yep. I guarantee it. How do we end this episode now?
I think we do it promptly.
Yeah, with third. Yeah, all right. So, I guess 13th Warrior is happening next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
and we all three have seen this. Mm-hmm. How long has it been since you guys have seen it?
Oh, 20 years, probably. Yeah, whenever it came out.
I just remember Travis rocking a mini bone when the whole language thing happened. Mm-hmm. He was like, "Oh, this guy gets the language." I'm like, "Travis,
the first time, no." Second
like,
time?
Yeah. It's Antonio Banderas. Mm-hmm. It's like, who cares, man?
Who has a gorgeous head of hair.
Centennial Banderas.
So, anyway, this has been another episode of Cinemafino.
We apologize.
Yeah, that's on us.
So you can watch more of this.
Yeah.
Listen to more of this.
This has been another episode of Cinemafino, and we love you, and we're sorry.
Guys. Next week, it's going to be a doozy.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Taylor made me chug two decadents, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
Started at the bottom.
Now we're still at the bottom.
Now we're here.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Good night, sweet friends. Afternoon delight. Well, that's nice. Afternoon delight.